Hello, everybody. You're probably thinking, Travis sounds different today. And yes, I'm currently getting over a slight cold from last week, and I'm actually not Travis. My name is Finner, and I'm currently interning with the amazing team here at Fool & Scholar Productions. And I'm here today to tell you about The Last City. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. A geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors like Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Torrado, and Maury Sterling. You can follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. A big thanks to Wondery for supporting shows like The White Vault. And now, on with the scheduled programming.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The White Vault. Goshawk.
Sounds like your girlfriend has something of ours.
I don't...
No, don't move, kiddo. Do you not know how wicked dangerous it is to move when someone's pointing a gun at you? You're smarter than that, right?
There's no one else around as far as I can tell. Just him. Hard to tell in the snow, though. His ability's real shit.
Now I'm talking. It don't mean I'm blind. Just stay put.
You didn't see anyone else?
No, I think it's just him here. I just heard him on the radio with this lady. Sounds like they came out just to go looking for the girls. Apparently our little runaway stole some of their camping gear.
So they're a little better off than we thought.
Yeah. Still won't be tough. They're hurt. Slow.
Where's the radio?
I don't
the
think...
The top left chest pocket.
Hey, don't touch...
What did I say about moving? You're not a good listener.
Got it. We'll tell you when or if you get to use it again. What are you even doing out here?
I'm a nature photographer. I thought the big camera around my neck was a dead giveaway.
In the middle of fucking winter? What are you, an idiot?
Yeah, I'm an idiot. You're out here too.
Shut up. We've got a job to do.
No, you were just... talking away about how you and your lady friend are gonna meet up. Now the people we're looking for are gonna tag along. It seemed like everybody was getting ready to walk to somewhere near a hunting blind you know about. So, you just tell us where that blind is. We can leave you alone. We'll just pick up the girls and head on back. I don't know about you, but I think that sounds awful fair, don't it?
I don't know.
Oh, I see you had that stupid-ass look on your face. So I just knew you were gonna lie to me. I heard you talking to her. I heard you. so I know you know where you're going.
I'm not...
Now that you see that I'm not fucking around, you can answer the question. Where's the hunting blind you were gonna meet him at?
If he heard you, then why lie? It's just a waste of time, and it's getting colder.
You're right, though. We're stuck out here in the middle of winter, too. Unlike you, I don't want to be out here. And yeah, the snow's coming down harder and harder. I want to be inside, in the warm, drinking and watching a game. And the faster you tell me where they are, the quicker I can make that happen.
What the hell was that?
You heard that before, and you don't look worried. What is that?
Don't know.
Lying again. Well, I've got bullets for you and it, so...
It's a lynx, okay? Like a wildcat. They don't generally come near people. They hunt hares and birds.
A wildcat.
Back to the question, son. Where are they going?
How do I know you'll let me go? And what about Iffy? She's not who you're here looking for. She hasn't done anything except try to help people. She's just a photographer like me. Wrong place, wrong time.
You two ain't part of the job. If she cooperates, then we won't have an issue.
It seems like you already know your girl's gonna be a problem.
No, she won't be. Not if you let me talk to her.
We'll see if you get to. First off, we'll start off simple. Just like last time. Where are they going?
I
knew you weren't going to tell me the truth, so it may have been a little bit early, but deserved. I can see it in your face.
Come on, just tell us. We don't have all night. It's fucking cold.
I'm not going to.
All right. Gag him. Make sure he stays quiet.
You got it. Okay.
What are you... Hey! I can't see any...
There's still a gun at your head, so sit down and shut up. What? You got no sense of self-preservation?
You'd think he doesn't know what a gun does. Hand me the radio. If they fall for the bait, then.
Yeah, we'll see.
We should light a fire, but once we sit down, I have a couple of warm packs in the bag you can pop. And Jean will be bringing a few extra bits of clothing from our stuff. At least I hope so.
Is that it?
Yeah, good eye.
It's a bit...
It's a blind for getting good shots, not a hunt or anything. We don't usually stay in them for the sake of warmth, and we're not going inside. I mean, we could, but it's not why we're here.
So why did we come here?
She knows where it is. We've done a lot of work here. Otherwise, we would have to wait for him to find us in the forest. Now, let's get those hand warmers. Here, Adele, check your foot. If you can, warm up some cloth and wrap it around your foot, but don't put the pack directly on your skin. Thanks.
How long do you think we'll need to wait?
Maybe an hour or so. It took me about 20 minutes to get here, same for him to get to the lake, so 40 minutes, plus packing time, plus hiking with extra weight or the sled, maybe an hour and a half.
So freaking cold.
I know.
No, I mean my foot.
You know that thermal blanket you took? Open it, wrap you and Adele up in it with the hand warmer, and try not to leave any holes where heated air can escape at the top. Okay. Do you still have it?
Oh, yeah. Wait, isn't this thing really shiny? It would be really easy to notice out here, wouldn't it?
You may be right. Usually that's a good thing.
Can we go back to my foot first? Is there anything we can do about it? What if I have frostbite?
No, you're right. Sorry, take a seat. I'll look at it. Let me... You already took some socks. They still look dry. Your toes are pale, but they don't look or feel frozen. The best idea is just to warm your foot up slowly. It's gonna hurt like crazy once you get some circulation back, but that at least means it's still feeling something. And don't put the warm pack directly on the skin. It will burn. Those things are strong. And sometimes you won't feel it burn on a limb like this, okay? Good.
Why is this happening? Why?
Shh. Yeah, I know. But we're better than this. We'll get home.
Are you two related? Sisters?
Pretty much. We're actually cousins, but we grew up together.
It shows. You're a good sister.
What was that?
Just the radio.
Why is it doing that? What does it mean?
I don't... No. That's the sound it makes when someone on the other end of your channel taps the button quickly. But Jane's never done that before.
Are you supposed to respond?
Dunno.
No, it could be a trap.
Give me a minute. Let me think. If it is Jean, he's never done that before. He may have spotted the kidnappers and is trying to let us know. But if he's near them, he might be trying to stay quiet. If so, I shouldn't respond back. It may be too loud.
So, he's hiding too?
Or it's them. They might have a radio and know your channel or signal or whatever.
Do they have a radio?
I don't remember. When we were driving, they would talk on a cell phone a lot. But not since we got into the woods. Maybe they don't have anything that works out here.
What do we do?
If it was Jean on purpose to tell us about the kidnappers, well, he's done it. No reply needed. If it's the kidnappers, there's also no reply needed. If Jean needs help, though... No, he'd say something.
I think it's them.
Me too. It's them.
Then we won't respond. If it's Jean, eventually the men will leave, and then he'll say something.
All right, girls. It's about time to come back now.
It's him!
You recognize the voice?
It's S. The one with the gun.
Don't respond. Don't say anything.
Listen, we know there's a woman with you. I think the name was Iffy, right? Well, Iffy, we found your fellow photographer.
Shit.
Okay, well, Iffy, won't tell us where you are, hand over the girls without any fuss,
leave. If you don't know where we are, then you can't tell them.
Stop.
No one is going anywhere. If you leave, they're just going to think I'm lying. We need something. It sounds like they overheard our last conversation, but they wouldn't know where the blind is since all I said was the number, not the location.
You can't trust them. Don't trust a thing they say. There's no way they'd let you just walk away.
I'm not very patient, so we'll start with three.
What's the counting point?
Three.
Mika?
What's two.
It? Four.
I don't know.
One.
I have to do something.
No.
Too bad. Hold on.
Jean! Give me your goddamn radio!
Yes, yes, this is her. This is Iffy. Don't hurt Jean. Jean, are you all right? Jean?
It seems your friend broke his finger. The wilderness is a dangerous place. But hopefully it's not something that could ruin the bright future of a photographer. It's a bit hard to understand at the moment, but Iffy, I think he wants to know if those girls are worth his life.
Oh, fuck.
What? I'm sorry, but please, you can't tell them.
Don't help.
I don't know how. What do I do?
Jean, are you okay? If you're alive, can you say something?
Iffy, get them out!
Jean? Jean?
No need to worry. The boy's fine. He tried to run off, but we stopped him. A bullet to the leg will do that. Must have heard something awful.
They shot him.
Jean? Jean!
I didn't hear a gunshot. They're not close. They've got to be at least 2 kilometers away.
I'm sorry. Please,
Jean.
Please don't tell them. Jean, I'm sorry.
Shh.
Jean? Are you okay? Talk to me.
Thank you.
Excuse me? English?
Yes. How can I help you?
My daughter, Arna Dísdóttir, she was admitted after the climate protest attack. I got a call saying that she was here. I have an ID, a passport, a photo of us, a student's driver's card, birth certificate. I'm her mother. Please. Where's my Arna?
Yes, please, don't worry. She's here. If you give me a moment...
I'll take her in to see her daughter.
This is one of our nurses. She'll take you to your daughter's room.
Please come with me.
Yes, of course.
I'm Matti. I'm one of the nurses on your daughter's floor. She's stable, but she's still not awake.
Is she okay? The hospital only said they'd call me if something bad happened, and I haven't heard anything since.
Yes, we're sorry. We've been overwhelmed since the attack. Did you get any information about what happened?
Nothing. Just that she was at the protest and got hit.
No, maybe that was a mistake due to translation, but she did hit her head. She and her friends were in the crowd when the three vehicles approached. She didn't get hit by a vehicle, but she struck her head on the ground when she jumped out of the way. Apparently, your daughter is rather brave. Her friends all say she pushed them out of the way before jumping.
So she... she wasn't hit by the cars?
No, but the impact to her head has left her unconscious. But it's been less than 24 hours, and the doctors all think she'll wake up soon.
Aside from the head injury, is she okay?
A few scrapes and bruises from the crowd stampede, and one broken metacarpal in her right hand. She might be sore when she wakes up, but she should make a quick recovery. Here we are.
Oh, Arna! Little dulla mín!
Everything still looks fine. There is a police officer coming around to talk to all those injured in the Brandenburg protest event, so Arna will need to speak with them before we discharge her. Of course, that will be after she wakes up.
Ég veit ekki okkur það gerðist. Þetta átti aldrei að gerast. Fyrirgefðu mér. Please, fyrirgefðu mér. Okay, okay. Is it permitted for me to stay here with her? Just for now?
Of course. I'll come back in an hour or so to check on her again. Here's a seat. There's a family lounge just down the hall with coffee and tea should you need any. Take your time.
Ég skil þetta ekki. Ég skil þetta ekki. Hvernig gat þetta komið fyrir hana? I don't understand this. How could this even happen to her? To us? I'm sorry. I wasn't there. I never should have let this happen. It never should have happened. Birna. Yes, she's still asleep. She hit her head on the concrete when she jumped from the way of a car. It was an accident. An accident.
How? I don't understand.
Neither do I. How could this happen to her? How? She's my daughter.
A true daughter.
My daughter.
I know, please. But she's alive. Not everyone can say that today. Everyone is on edge, confused. Hilda knows. Things are in motion, please. Keep her safe.
Jean, are you okay? Talk to me.
He shot my foot. Sorry. Looks like I'm not going to get to help you out this time.
No, he's a bit far gone. What about you, Viv? What's the plan? Ready to make a trade? people gonna stay out in the cold all night?
I'm thinking.
I wouldn't recommend that. Just hand them over. No thought required.
You can't stop! I'm not going to give you over to them. It's not happening. I'm not doing that, but what do we... What can we do about Gene? He said this would happen. He said we should have stayed hidden and found out more.
Even if you do tell them, they'll kill you. You can't trust what they say.
Kill... They... You think they'll kill Gene?
We should just go silent. Say nothing and leave.
I know. And if we had Gene, then yeah. But they have Gene and a gun. They shot him. He can't walk back to Allagash now. He has the satellite phone. We can't even call for help without him. Shit! So, what do we do? Do we set a trap?
Are you joking? You just said it. They have a gun, and they're willing to torture people. We can't spring a trap on them. They're monsters.
She's right. One of them, S, the guy on the radio, he's evil. He's in it for the money or something, but he doesn't care who he hurts.
How about this? In a minute, I break another one of his fingers. Sound good? Or maybe you have something to tell me. And to clarify, if you like me, oh no, your boyfriend is not much of a poker player, is he?
I need time to think. Mika, take it. Take the radio from me, steal it from me when I open the channel. Fight me, fake it. I just need to make some time to think.
What?
Fight me for the radio. Do it now. We're near 100.
You bitch! You're gonna sell us out, not... Did it work?
What do we do now? I'm thinking. We gotta go. Get away from here. Sorry about your foot and your leg, but we've gotta move. Gene's got a map in his bag. I don't know if they've seen it yet, so... If I lie, they might know. But if we get away from here, I can confirm it for them. They'll head here, and we can loop back around to find Gene in a few hours.
Oh, stop! Find more time.
There. There's an old logging road that... That way. And we'll leave anything we don't need.
You were leaving the camera?
Yeah. Too heavy. We'll need to go as fast as we can. But the memory card I'll take. Adele, put the camera over there in the snow. Cover the snow up over the top of the camera cover.
Yeah, okay.
Mika, how fast can you really move? Not a sprint, but...
I can keep up, but not really fast. Not sprinting. But neither can Adele.
I'll try. Really.
What are these guys like? Do they seem like they know the forest well? Know how to hunt or track?
No, they hate the trailer and the snow. I think they're from the States.
Okay. But we'll still be cautious. I'll take the supplies. It'll slow me down, but it should be fine. We can't leave with nothing. Give me back the radio.
You sure?
No. Not at all. Go on that way. West.
I don't get it. Where are we going?
If they have a map, they might think we're headed to the Allagash River, which would have been my first plan. But with you both hurt, we're going to be a lot slower than them. We'll choose a different route. We'll go west to the St. John's River, then head for the border. The towns are closer. Walk in front of me. Stay in a single file line. I'll tell you where to go when I catch up. Try to step on rocks or logs, not the deep snow. Help each other if needed.
What are you doing?
If we're lucky, they don't know how to track at all. I don't think they can, since they didn't find you, but I'm not leaving it to chance.
I'll cover some of the visible footprints and knock down some snow to cover others. And when I get on the radio again, don't make a peep.
Yeah, I got it.
Got it.
What about the snow and the cold? It's only getting worse.
We're lucky. The fresh snow will help cover our tracks, but we have to make them first. Get moving. I'll be right behind you.
I'll tell you.
Good choice. Those girls are causing you nothing but trouble.
Even when I tell you, the girls are gonna run away. I can't stop them.
They can't get far.
You're near the blind on the west side of the lake? The one Jean was headed to? I just need to be sure I can give you directions from where you are. Head north along the lake. The lake has a brook at the northmost end. It'll be frozen over this time of year, but it will still be there. Follow the brook north until you reach a point where that part of the brook and another part come together. At that point, go directly northwest for just over a kilometer. That's where I last saw the girls. It's another little blind we use for taking photos. Now, let me speak to Jean. Oh, please, 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 please.
Looks like your girl's not alive.
Iffy, you gotta run. Don't let them find you.
It's too bad I am.
Jean? Jean?
Iffy?
Jean?
White Vault, Goshawk, written and created by K.A. Statz, co-created, produced, and directed by Travis Vengroff, with script editing by W.K. Statz, associate producer Shion Francois, edited with sound design, music, and mixing by Dane Leonardson, and executive producers Carol Vengroff, Michael Villegas, Dennis Greenhill, and A.J. Punkin. Starring A.R. Olivieri, Lauren Tucker, Hildur Magnusdotter, Marcy Edwards, Denise Halfyard, Dane Leonardson, Michael Delgadio, Clara Skripek, Enrique Perez, and Raga Gurdmansdottir. For access to bonus episodes, ad-free episodes, and bonus seasons like Artifact, Imperial, Iluka, and Echoes, visit patreon.com/foolandscholar and support this show and its creators. This is a Fool and Scholar production. Thank you for listening.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the planet?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.